Former State Attorney General Dennis Vacco was there to talk about the issues when he persuaded the U.S. Supreme Court to unanimously rule decisions in this area are up to the states. In the two decades since, four states have voted to allow people to kill themselves with prescribed drugs. A bill to do that in New York passed out of the Assembly Health Committee but didn't get a floor vote. Kathleen Gallagher is expecting new proposals in the new legislative year. She's associate director of the State Catholic Conference of Bishops. Gallagher says bishops are pushing alternatives for the desperately ill.
Let's open the door to promote better hospice care. New York State ranks 49th in the nation in terms of the utilization of hospice. We think that's shameful. What's wrong? Why aren't people getting into hospice care? We should find out and we should change the law. We should promote palliative care and pain management for people. We should accompany people in their suffering, not abandon them with a lethal dose of pills.
Looking at legislative proposals in Albany, Vacco says there are all kinds of problems, from not screening for depression, people who seek prescriptions to die, to opportunities for those who might inherit from the dead person helping in the search for a way to die. He says death with dignity isn't an accurate description for what might happen. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.